Get even micronutrient distribution across your field with EvenCoat technology from WolfTrax. EvenCoat technology is designed to uniformly coat each dry fertilizer granule, so micronutrients are evenly distributed throughout the blend and across the field. The result is closer proximity to growing roots to prevent soil or weather-induced deficiencies and increase potential for nutrient uptake. Take the Crop Nutrition Challenge to test your knowledge and win at WolfTraxMicros.com.
And welcome to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp, joined today by Adam Jones. He is a conservation specialist at MFA Incorporated. Adam, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Margie. Happy to be here.
So, okay, your role at MFA, right? We can throw a couple titles on you. We could say you're a natural resources conservation specialist, you're a conservation specialist, you're a conservation agronomist. What do you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. All things conservation is sort of how I'm known around here, Margie. So I pretty much answer to everything. Yeah, that's a great question. So conservation specialist, I do sit on our agronomy team here at MFA. And so I advise both of our staff and our member owners, as we're a member-owned cooperative, on conservation practices, whether that's edge of field conservation practices or soil health practices. All those kind of things are basically in my wheelhouse here. So,
no, excellent. Okay, so you have a conservation agronomist. They are on the agronomy team. What should that tell people as far as MFA's perspective on sustainability, on some of these conservation practices?
Yeah, I think that it tells a lot. Number one, that we obviously want to be kind of on the cutting edge of what our producers, what our member owners are enacting on their farms, right? So our staff needs to know the practice in and out, be able to provide technical expertise on the practice in and out when they go to the farm. And if they don't know something, I feel a lot of personal responsibility in that, because I spend a lot of time with our staff to make sure they're up to speed and contain that technical expertise that we want to put on the farm.
So you mentioned just a few practices earlier, right? So you talk about cover crops, you talk about edge of field practices. What are you helping your farmers with the most? What's the most demand? And then Adam, flip side, what do you think they should be asking more questions about or be more eager to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you want to look at what cannibalizes Adam's time, carbon is probably one of those things. it's one of those practices, and carbon has been a great tool for outreach on core soil health system practices. And that's how I always talk about it, because it's a great way. It's a way to bring up talking about cover crops, talking about reducing tillage. How do we make these practices work? Because from a soil management aspect, really the more carbon we put in the soil, the more fuel the engine has. And with high commodity prices, we want the engine to have a lot of fuel. So I try to spin most things positive. And so that's typically the way I like to talk about carbon. It gives me a chance to talk about soil health practices. So definitely probably the most demand and the most questions come from especially cover crop integration. You know, what species work? How do we get this actually done? What are we looking at from a termination aspect? When do we terminate? All those kind of things. And then, you know, from our side of things, how do I build, you know, I may have a staff member say, hey, how do I build a chemical program around someone that wants to integrate cover crops? What are some good options? Those kind of things. Those are probably the most frequent questions and comments that I get. Not as much on some of the edge of field stuff. That's probably, if you wanted to pick my brain about what we should be talking about more, those are definitely probably the practices that we should be talking about more from a, you know, sustainability and agriculture type system or thought process, just because the infield stuff is great, but you really start knocking down, to have an effect on water quality and those kind of things when we can really add in those edge of field practices as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Adam, I know MFA has been involved in a lot of carbon pilot work. You guys are also on the leading edge with a biodiversity credit program. What can you share about that?
Yeah, I think it's just looking at other aspects besides soil carbon, right? I mean, I think it's similar to your last question in the fact that carbon is what gets all the press, and it does great things, but there's other aspects, there's other positive benefits that a conservation minded farmer or grower really has on the environment. And so how do we capture those aspects? So, you know, like how do we capture if someone is good being a good steward and putting in edge of field conservation habitat, what effect is that having on basically the rest of the ecosystem? We know there's a positive benefit there. How do we try to quantify that? And then is that marketable just like a carbon credit would be? In my mind, the system, the carbon system has built that framework a little bit. And so it's just kind of running through the motions and somebody's got to be the first to try it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Adam, what's your favorite part of your job?
There's no doubt. So I was raised on a small farm. I farm a little bit myself as a second job. And so it's definitely without a doubt, like working directly with a grower and helping them kind of walk through, especially integration of good practices. You know, there's no doubt it's somebody who's tinkering with cover crops and you can tell they're excited about trying something and they, you know, they call you back and they're like, hey, this worked great. Or you're crazy. This didn't work for me this time, you know? And, it's those one-on-one interactions and getting advice. And like I said, see the light bulb come on when they see something work and they're like, yeah, this is definitely something I'm going to incorporate in the future on my farm.
Awesome. We are talking with Adam Jones. He is a conservation agronomist at MFA Incorporated, and we will be right back to our conversation after this commercial break. Today, we are joined by Edwin Suarez. He is the senior agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services. Welcome, Edwin.
Thank you so much, Margie, for the invitation and happy to be here.
To get maximum yield, you really have to have the right product in the right place. How can growers ensure they are evenly distributing key micronutrients in their fields?
That is a great question, Margie. Now, with Woolstrex DDP technology from Koch Agronomic Services, growers can treat their dry fertilizer applications, whether they are nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, or blends, and promote a uniform blanket approach distribution of micronutrients in the field. What this means is that after treating with Woolstrex DDP, every granule of that dry fertilizer blend will become a source for micronutrient nutrition. When we apply that product in the field, we will get more granules per square foot, which means we're placing those micronutrients closer to growing roots to promote root interception, nutrient uptake, and better nutrient use efficiency.
Edwin, this really sounds like another tool in the toolbox when it comes to 4R nutrient stewardship, correct?
You're exactly right. This aligns perfectly with the 4Rs. We're placing the right rate that the crop needs to prevent deficiencies at the right time. We want to attack those deficiencies before it occurs. The right source, as we were saying, Woolstrex fits logistics to promote that blanket approach, and the right placement. We're putting it closer to those growing roots to promote that root interception and nutrient uptake.
So Edwin, where should folks go to learn more about Woolstrex and Koch Agronomic Services?
To learn more about this tool and others that we have, they can visit us at kochagronomicservices.com, where they can learn more about Woolstrex DDP and the science behind it.
That's kochagronomicservices.com. Thank you, Edwin. That is Edwin Suarez, senior agronomist with Koch Agronomic Services. And we're back on the Scoop podcast. I'm editor Margie Eckelkamp talking with Adam Jones, a conservation agronomist at MFA Incorporated. Adam, if we could talk a little bit about, you know, you've talked a lot about that team approach of the agronomy team there at MFA. You've talked about how conservation approaches by farmers, it's really about a systems incorporation, which involves multiple practices, but also products. So from the business side, what would you share with other ag retailers about how you guys have approached that at MFA?
Yeah, that's a great question, Margie. And it's one that comes up for sure in the business. And I think it has to do with number one, we want growers that have the right mindset, right? And I think that's part of being a member owned cooperative is that again, the way our growers are going is the way we need to be going. And so being set up like that. From a product and service side of things, especially from a service side of things, you know, I hope folks do business with us because they kind of see how our company is ran, how which direction that we're going, how we incorporate these practices, you know, company wide, and also the technical expertise that we can bring to the farm. So there's certainly a service aspect to that, obviously. From a product side of things, along the sustainability side of, you know, realm, you know, what CP products work with cover crops, what nitrogen stabilizers work best in an intensively managed soil health system. Those are the kind of things that we want to be able to bring to the grower and say, we know this works. Our other growers are using this. It definitely works. And move on from there. And I think there's a lot of benefit in some of those enhanced efficiency products and in paying more attention to precision ag and how that incorporates into soil health practices from that realm. So,
yeah, no, excellent. Adam, when you guys, you know, we're about to kick off the 22 growing season, right? What do you see as the greatest challenge that the farmers you serve are facing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to say price increases on everything, I guess. However, I really don't at the end of the year think that's going to, it's just part of the economic game of farming, right? So there's really not a whole lot that we can do about it. So honestly, it's just the same old stuff that we deal with every year. I just don't think that there's going to be anything major. I mean, there may be growers who have some supply chain issues, and I think they may see a brand name of a chemical product or something like that they're not familiar with, but at the end of the day, having a partner that kind of knows your system, what you're overall trying to do, again, like for example, you know, we always say at MFA, we're not trying to sell anybody a specific chemical, we're trying to sell you a clean field, and so it doesn't matter what it takes to get there. Essentially, if we have to substitute a product, we do. But just having a trusted partner who knows. So like when we see something across our end, it's like, oh, I know that Adam farms this way and he's going to need this product. And so I better line it up for him. And so just having that trusted advisor and that back and forth relationship is definitely going to be important in 2022, I think.
Yeah. Keeping our eye on the prize for even sure. Before we start running the race, or maybe we are.
Yeah. Who knows?
Adam, the catalyst for our conversation today is that you were named one of our 40 under 40 awardees. So congratulations on that. And I'm curious, what would you share with other ag retail professionals as they're on the front end of their career?
Yeah, that's a great question. And thanks, Margie. I'm extremely humbled by any kind of award like that for sure. And very appreciative. I think it's just having that grower mindset. And at the end of the day, it's about how successful the growers that we work with are. And if they are farming in 25 years, then we are still in business. If they are not farming in 25 years, then we're struggling. Okay. And so I think when we look at having best interest of the grower in mind, best interest of the farm in mind, and at some point during our careers here, we better have the best interest of the soil system in our mind as well.
Oh, excellent. Okay, Adam, I've got three more questions for you. They're ones that I lobby to everybody who comes on the podcast. Okay.
Sounds good.
So what do you wish you knew 6 months ago?
That's a good question. I wish that I'm trying to think if 6 months would have caught cheaper anhydrous prices.
Fair answer. Fair answer. What keeps you up at night?
You know, I think that's a good question as well. I think I really think farm consolidation and the whole mantra of, you know, having to get big and that, and just pressures on a lot of our growers from the business aspect side of things, definitely keeps me up at night. I see folks struggle with knowing what works. They know what practices they need to enact on a farm, and not having the manpower to be able to get it done, or the time to get it done, or just the ability to get it done in their operation, but in the back of their mind, knowing that it's the right thing to do. And so I think some of those external pressures on agriculture that we face are definitely what keep me up at night.
And then Adam, one prediction that you're willing to make for the year ahead.
Oh, I think persistence and attention to detail pays off for sure in 2022. It's one of those commodity markets. It's a market where a lot of things are going to pay off, and you can't, you certainly can't product your way into good soil management, good soil health. And I think that that definitely pays off this year for sure.
Excellent. Well, that is Adam Jones. He is a conservation specialist with MFA Incorporated. Adam, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. To all of our listeners, thank you for joining us today. I wish you all a safe and productive start to your spring season. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Until next time.
Get even micronutrient distribution across your field with EvenCoat technology from WolfTrax. EvenCoat technology is designed to uniformly coat each dry fertilizer granule, so micronutrients are evenly distributed throughout the blend and across the field. The result is closer proximity to growing roots to prevent soil or weather-induced deficiencies and increase potential for nutrient uptake. Take the Crop Nutrition Challenge to test your knowledge and win at WolfTraxMicros.com.